Hussein Rajabu says the meeting on Wednesday that resulted in his removal as chairman of the ruling party, known as CNDD-FDD, was illegally organized and attended.
Because that Congress is illegal, no one is allowed to call a Congress. And I informed before that Congress taking place that it is organized illegality. And during that Congress, many who enter in that meeting room are not allowed to participate in a Congress.
Rajabu says the vote by party members to replace him with Jeremy Ngenda Kumana was premature, as Rajabu had agreed to hold a meeting later this month to discuss growing rifts in the party and other issues. The embattled former leader did not say whether or not he planned to challenge the vote or take any other follow-up action. Serious rifts within the ruling party have been growing in recent months, with ministers last month petitioning President Pierre Nkurunziza to address the conflicts. Chief among the disagreements has been Rajabu's leadership style in decision-making. He has been linked to a number of controversies, including the recent attempt to prosecute former President Domitien Ndzayize for plotting a coup. Last month, the charge against the former president was dropped. Rajabu is also blamed for the deteriorating human rights situation in Burundi, where many human rights activists and members of the political opposition have been arrested. The former chairman of the ruling party is not getting any support from President Nkurunziza, who is quoted in press reports as saying that he believes Rajabu's ouster is, in his words, a step in the right direction. Many Burundians complain that the government, which was formed as part of a peace process to bring an end to more than a decade of civil war, is repressive, authoritarian, and corrupt. A civil war erupted in 1993, and over the years of fighting, an estimated 300,000 people were killed. The peace process that began in 2000 resulted in a series of transitional governments and, finally, democratically held elections in 2005. Kathy Maitney for VOA News, Nairobi.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。